The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
He's back. I haven't heard his voice in a while.
Well, last time I recorded with it with Chris, and I actually ended up using him instead of our actual recordings because it just like sounded so good. I was really impressed. I was like, oh, maybe like it kind of updated a little bit. I didn't have to worry about sync, you know, but
yeah.
So, but I'll use it as a backup just in case. So I am ready to record. You two ready? Ready?
I am. I'm cool. Recording.
Cool.
Recording.
Cool. I can sync it from my Rodecaster, so we don't have to worry about clapping or anything. So I'm just going to go right on into it. Hello, and welcome to Budget Arcade. My name is Elliot. Chris? Oh, this is great. Oh, there we go. Oh, good.
I don't know how to do this. I want to thank you guys for having me on Budget Arcade. I'm a fan of the podcast. I listen to it all the time. My name is Jeff.
Do you find that you listen to yourself, your own podcast? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I listen on the edits, but I don't listen like on a podcast player. It's one of those things I've stopped doing the last year. So.
It depends. Like, so the episodes that I edit, especially if they come out right after I've edited them, I probably won't. But if so many of my shows, I bank them like a month out. By the time they come out, I'm like, I don't remember.
That's today is Sunday for us recording, and Tess and I did not record an episode for our podcast this week because I was out of town. So this is the first time we did not put an episode out in the like over three years
now.
Three and a half almost.
Yeah.
So we've recorded 177 weeks in a row. So 177 was our limit before we took one. And that was just because I went out of town Thursday, Friday, and I got back late Saturday from going to Vegas. So
you didn't have any archive footage that you could have thrown up?
Usually that's what we do, but actually we had kind of burned through that with my brother's wedding and a couple of other things happening this past couple, like 2-3 months. So we actually had burned through that. We were at one point 3 weeks ahead, and then life. So, well, anyway, so as you can tell, this is not a proper Budget Arcade episode. So we're a little more loosey goosey. Jeff, you're going to have to get used to that. I know that you like to follow that strict format of Scott just like hammering home.
Save it for the seal.
Yeah, there's no seals here, buddy. There's no seals. None of that.
Oh.
So Budget Arcade proper. Random. Yeah, out the window. The rules, just non-existent. So, their Budget Arcade proper, like I was going to say, is still on a little bit of a hiatus. So we are the only week. So we are the main week. So congratulations.
This is the new main episodes.
The new main episodes. So anyway.
Your plan worked, Elliot.
It did. Didn't take long either. That's the crazy.
Yeah, he took over.
So anyway, this week we played West Hunt. West Hunt is a 2-4 player social deduction game set in the Old West! Among the hardworking townsfolk hides an outlaw or two causing mischief and mayhem across town. Man, they need more commas in their sentences. I added those for you, listener. Luckily, there's our eagle-eyed sheriffs ready to sniff them out. Man, a lot of exclamation marks. No matter what role you play, you're sure to have a hog-killing time. Oh, I would like to know what a hog-killing time is.
One hog in this game.
Yeah. This game came out on June 14th, 2022. The developer is NewGen. The publisher is Wondering Wizard. NewGen has made a couple other games, City Monsters, Clash, Mutants vs. Pirates, which are both free to play. And then no, just DLC for Clash at that point. So, and West Hunt, there's a West Hunt pack already out too. So the game does retail for $9.99, and the three of us were provided Steam codes. So we're going to try really hard to not let that influence what we have to say about the game, but no promises, right?
I promise.
Okay, well, we promise. Chris?
Yep.
Tell me what West Hunt is in your own words.
So I don't really know the words for it, but I... It's supposed to be a social deduction game, like it says in the description, but...
Yeah.
I just have a hard trouble with anything with the game. So, I'm not sure exactly how to explain it. It's just... It looks like it's his first attempt at a game, possibly.
Or third.
Or third. Possibly.
All right, well, Jeff, how about you give it a shot?
Okay.
Wow. Oh my, we're already
out. Yeah. I just said,
chill out. No. Oh, see,
don't
there
forget
we
who
go.
You're messing with. Now,
that's right.
That's
Turtle Suppository.
I don't know. I really don't want to have to go edit it out, but I'm going to mark it. So
okay. So
fantastic. Thank you. Making my job a little harder already. Not the whole point of bringing you on was to make it easier, but
yep. You thought wrong. So yeah. Social Deduction is kind of the only other game that comes to mind when I hear those two words is Among Us. And it's not unlike that in the sense that there's just a lot more NPCs in the game, whereas in something like Among Us, everybody that you see is a player of some sort. And you all have tasks to do. This kind of turns it on its head a bit where the tasks are only given to the bad guys, as opposed to in like Among Us, the tasks are given to the good guys. And then the guy just goes around murdering everyone. But in this, you're the sheriff and you have to find and shoot the outlaws doing their nefarious tasks, such as poisoning water holes, petting a horse, I think at one point.
Getting a haircut is one of the things I did.
Yeah. You know, those sort of things that are just very suspicious. And then you shoot them. Now, I've seen other games like this. I think there's one called Party.
Yes, I'm familiar with that one.
It's like you're a sniper and you just watch a party.
Yes.
Yeah.
I played that forever ago. I can't even remember. I got into like the alpha of that because I saw a video somewhere. Like this is before, man, I might have even been before I was married, which is 10 years ago. So it's pretty from a while ago. Yeah. Which is the same where you play as a sniper trying to hunt down somebody who's a spy who's trying to do tasks.
On that game, you really have just sort of a complete visual of everything that's happening at once.
Yeah.
So on this, you don't.
There's mailboxes, right? That's what you're really relying on.
So yeah, because you as the sheriff, or even as the outlaws, you basically see within a 360 degree range of yourself. So if someone, like on one of the games we played, is on the other side of the level and they're doing things, you can't tell. But you'll get these notifications where you go to a mailbox and it'll say, hey, the outlaw was getting a haircut. And you look on the map and the barbershop's all the way at the other end. So there's no way for me to know that who just got a haircut. And you just have to kind of keep reading email. What you get to do as the sheriff.
Yeah,
you get to read email, and based on the message you receive, you're supposed to deduce who the killer or the villain is.
Chris, did you? I think you had talked about you had used a controller when you played, or at least originally. Is that right?
Yeah, I tried it. It's got partial controller support.
Okay.
It doesn't really tell you what keys to press with the keyboard or controller, I don't think.
Okay.
Except for when you walk up, it tells you press E to interact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's really only one button, right? It's just a one button kind of game.
Yeah, and then
unless you're the sheriff.
Yeah, the controller.
It didn't really tell you how to fire on the controller, so I had to figure that out. But I just put it down and then played with the mouse and keyboard the second time and the further on.
Fun? Are we having fun? Did we have? We literally just played two rounds before we recorded. Was it fun? Was winning fun to you, Chris? Because we won both times.
It kind of was, since it was against Jeff.
Yeah, it was a little reward. That second one, we kicked his butt.
Yeah,
we really smoked his butt on that one.
Now, go ahead, Chris.
I think if you're playing the sheriff, for me, it's a little bit easier if you're playing against a human on the other side as the outlaw.
Yes.
Kind of tips and tricks that you can watch for that give it away.
Yeah, there's things like I've noticed that like two NPCs will not do the same task at the same time. So like if I notice somebody doing the same task as somebody else, I'm like, well, one of them I think is probably the bad guy. Right? So it's stuff like that you can kind of notice.
That'd have been good to know going in.
Yeah. Elliot? So I've noticed that. Well, I didn't want to tell you I was the bad guy. I mean, I was trying to win. Yeah. It was only two wins.
I shot you. That's right. You don't get any credit for winning.
No, I get half credit. I definitely get C plus, maybe.
You died.
I did.
You poisoned the water hole right in front of me.
Well, but there's so many water holes to poison that I'm like, how does he know which one it is?
It's the one that is being poisoned. It wasn't that hard. He had a big jar of bleach you were pouring into it.
Yeah, a big jar. Yeah, three X's on it. It's a three.
Yes. So I did play against some human people, I suspect. Online, and
how'd you do?
I did poorly.
Same.
So as the sheriff, I just stood around until they won, so that wasn't fun. And then I played against, I was the bad guy, and I'm wondering how things like, those same cheats that people can use in first person shooters would work on this. You know how it tracks to the head? I don't know, because I was just barely in the game and he headshots me from across the map. And I'm like,
yeah,
what?
This isn't fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first match we played where I shot Elliot, that was fun. But the second part is like, I had no idea where Chris was. And then the second game we played, I'm on one side of the map reading email.
We're on the other side, both of
us. Yeah, and I just bing, and you get a little notification, bing, 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 and there's all these mailboxes all over the map. But I don't know what the rhyme or reason of what mailbox gets what, because you have two options. Right. Either read the mail or walk around and look for suspicious things. And in the last game we played, you guys were all on the other side of the map. I'm reading email. And then by the time I walk to where I think you are, the game was over.
Well, and the other thing, too, is there's a countdown going. And each time the bad guys complete a task, time is added. So when that second time, we were on the opposite side of you, and I had three tasks right next to each other. So I just hit all three of them up, and I'm like, well, I can just fart around now. Like, when I could see you walking, I would go the opposite direction, so you never even saw me that second game.
Yeah, because
it was super easy.
As the bad guys, you know exactly where the sheriff is at all time. You have wall hacks.
Jeff, do you think it would have been easier if you had another sheriff on your side, if we were playing an actual 2v2
game? Yeah, I think that could have been good because you can communicate and you can have better coverage.
Yeah.
Like if you said, hey, I check my email on one side. And I say, hey, they left the barbershop and my partner's over at the barbershop. He could say, okay, guy left with a hat and a goatee.
Yeah.
Maybe that's him. And we can kind of keep track. And then if we say, hey, someone poisoned the water hole and it's a guy with a hat and a goatee, I'm going to take my shot. You know, like I think
that would be bad.
A 4-player game could be better because it just gives you that extra bit of communication. And then you're actually socially deducing. As opposed to just standing around reading.
And the reason why we didn't play with 4 players because we don't have a fourth friend. Which
we
is
don't
the first
know
problem.
People.
Yeah. But the second problem, too, is like there's not a giant community playing this game. I could never play a 4v4 or a 2v2 match. I would go into the queue and sit in the queue for 10, 15 minutes and maybe one person would join, but I never had like three or four people join. So I was never able to play a 2v2 match myself. I could play 1v1s. Sometimes the waiting was like better than other times. Like if I played in the evenings, I had more luck getting into matches than if I played like I had COVID recently. And so like that week of COVID, I was sitting at my computer trying to play and I was struggling to get matches because it was like the middle of the day, Eastern time.
And yeah,
I think that
and
might
I,
have been an issue.
I only ever ended up in 1v1s.
Yeah. Did you ever do a 2v2, Chris? Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, I've only done 1v1, and the one that I did like three or four matches earlier today, and all the matches, I believe, weren't actual people, because I played against Homelander character guy, which I think that's a bot, because I played against him twice today, and a couple times previously, because I remember the name, because I've been watching The Boys, so that stuck out.
Oh, how good. Did you finally, you finished the season, right?
Yes.
Like it overall?
Yeah, yeah, liked it overall. The second to last episode was the better than the last.
Yeah, you're right. I was right. I was, yeah. The last one was okay. It sets up season four too much. It spends too much time in the last episode setting up the next season, which is coming, I thought. So, Jeff, thoughts on The Boys? Are you a fan? Not a fan?
I haven't really been watching TV series as much because they keep canceling the ones I like. I have started watching Chucky.
How has that been?
It's good. Well, I like that all of Child's Play and Chucky just accepts all of their past, with the exception of the remake, right? The remake with Mark Hamill.
Oh, but that's right. Yeah, yeah.
If it's core mainline Chucky, they don't omit anything. And you know how you go to like the new Halloween series, it ignores everything but the first one.
Yeah.
Not Chucky. They're like, you remember that crazy movie where Jennifer Tilly got taken over by like the actress Jennifer Tilly playing herself gets
as
possessed
doll, right?
By the general. No, there's a Jennifer Tilly character in one movie. And then she possesses the real Jennifer Tilly before she dies. And so when you watch after a certain point and you see Jennifer Tilly, that's the Jennifer Tilly body possessed by the character Jennifer Tilly played two movies ago, which is bonkers. And the series, including the TV series, just keep going. Whatever we said happened before is true. Keep going. Like, they don't care. And I love them for it.
Wow. That is maybe
you got to watch the movies.
I've never watched any of them. So
start at the beginning then.
Because maybe
it's all matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's just not a genre that I typically get into. It's
Child's
just,
Play
I know, I know,
awesome.
It is. I know it's a thing that you love. I know, yeah.
It's too scary and gory for Elliot.
Okay, this is how my wife is. My wife loves scary things, but doesn't. But so she'll want to know like what happens in a scary movie, but not watch it. So she will read the Wikipedia entry to it, and then she'll watch it because she's like, well, I already know what's happening because I read the Wikipedia entry.
I kind of get that.
Don't defend her, Jeff.
No,
Jeff,
I'll do what I did. Please.
Donald's Impossible! Oh, that dude, that's another one! 17-19, I gotta do it again!
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, this is becoming more work than I wanted. So the queue for 2v2s was just flat out terrible, non-existent. It didn't happen, which was kind of a letdown. I know I played against a real person because he had found me once real early on and was mocking me the whole time. And so I knew, I was like, wow, am I this bad? And so I didn't even like talk to him through the mic, through the in-game chat, which
he just followed you around while you tried to do your task.
Yes, I did fake tasks. He's like, I know you're doing a fake task, man. I don't care. I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And then he wanted to replay. And I was like, no, 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 no. So I left. Waited a couple of minutes and then re-logged in. It was him again. And I was like, son of a.
You were the only two playing that night.
Yeah.
Son of a what?
Son of a biscuit.
Okay.
Butt biscuit. Son of a butt biscuit. Whoa, there's a callback.
Oh, that is a callback.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, day one listener. That's not true. Week two.
Maybe.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So the most fun I had was definitely the two matches we played beforehand, before we recorded. So I think this game might be fun if you could get four people to play together at the same time. I think you'll probably have a pretty decent time with it. But playing with random people is a bit of a struggle for me.
I think that applies to the genre. Like, Among Us. First off, getting in matches in Among Us is a nightmare. And it's got plenty of a player base, but you inevitably get two types of people. Those that want to wait for a full game, or those that are like, start. And, you know, like, but those games are fun when you get everybody's on the same page. You want to play by the same rules. And I think four players, I actually think this could be a blast.
Where I think so too.
You've got two teams of two, and you can be in separate chat rooms or your own chat room.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And make a game of it. But anything less than that really kind of feels lackluster to me.
Yeah. I thought so too.
I think the movements on there is what they need to be improved upon, because if you get in a 2v2 game, that's one thing me and Elliot talked about, is the movements of the characters on how they're not really fluid. Like the NPCs, if you watch them, I counted, it's 18 seconds. Every 18 seconds, they stop for 3 seconds and then they continue moving. So if you're a sheriff, you can watch for that. And I think Elliot was watching, and I was practicing that, so I count in my head 18 as I was going, and then I stopped for a second.
Wow.
I didn't know if Jeff knew that, but when I played earlier,
didn't know anything.
I noticed that the characters just randomly stop, and I counted and I watched, and that's how I got my first win earlier today.
Wow.
But when I
did not catch that.
Yeah, if you play again, like every 18 seconds, they stop for like 2-3 seconds and then they move on. So you can watch a group of them, a line of them, like in sync, they'll walk and then they'll just stop and then they'll continue on. So in my head, I'm thinking, it's like, you got to make sure you walk a little bit and stop. And then I'm always kind of hesitant about how I turn, because
it's very outfall, much.
Yeah, because I didn't really see how the NPCs turn. If it's a fluid motion, or if they stop and like turn a little bit at a time, because if you're an outlaw and you're just walking and everybody stops around you after your 18 seconds or steps or whatever, and you continue walking, then boom, you know, you're the outlaw.
Wow. You would have been a good sheriff.
I would have been.
Yeah. But, wow. Good thing we didn't play against him. My gosh.
Yeah. The fact is, they should allow the sheriff to have a little bit more movement speed. To get clear across the map, possibly.
Yeah, I think so too, because of it felt like if they did something on one side of the map, on the opposite side is where the mailbox would light up.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how true that is, but that's what it felt like to me.
Another thing I would improve upon is maybe even set waypoints. So like give yourself like a list of things and be like, I want to walk to this place. So just like let the computer walk you there. And then stop you every 18 seconds.
Oh,
I think that would be
good. Gosh, yes.
Right? That would make it a little, you know, more in line.
I also think it would make it less tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are walking slow. And you're, especially as the sheriff, you're just walking from mailbox to mailbox. It would be kind of good to click the mailbox and your character walks over there. And the rest of the time you've got your mouse, your head's on a swivel, because you can use your mouse or control stick, I'm guessing, to rotate all the way around yourself. Even if you're walking in one direction, you can see everywhere around you. So while your character's auto walking, you can be looking and trying to take in information. So I think that is a good idea.
The last thing I want to bring up, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here or too PC because it's just not my thing. But it does feel a little slightly racist at times too in some of the character designs.
Okay, I'm here to hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, one of the games we played, when the three of us played, I played as a Native American that was very, like, stereotypical.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came off. And same with there seems to be, you know, a couple of other ones.
If you're the sheriff, is it always the white guy with the mustache?
I believe so.
I don't know. Well, I think you can level up and unlock certain... looks as the sheriff, if I'm not mistaken.
You can do, there is unlocks for the sheriff and for outlaws. And then you can also, they actually have DLC that you got to pay for. It's like $1.50.
Right. Yeah, I did see that.
My thing with that is when, if you buy that character,
then you know that you're them, right?
Yeah, they have to insert those characters in there. Otherwise, you got, like, I'm looking at the store page right here. And one of the characters is a guy, like a hillbilly looking guy with headphones on and a backwards ball cap. I mean, he does not fit in the Wild West. So if he's the outlaw character.
Unless it only shows you that and it doesn't show me.
Then what's the point of paying for it if you don't get to show it off?
I agree. But that's the only way I could see that being like, oh. But even then, I can't imagine that being the case, because how much extra coding would that, something like that, have to be?
Yeah, who's going to spend $1.50 for us to test this out?
All right, so Jeff, are you replaying this game? Are you playing this game some more?
If the only way I'd play it again is if I knew three people who were really excited to play it, and then I'd dive back in. But without a full group of four, I won't touch it.
Chris, is $9.99 too much? Is it a fair price point, you think? What do you think of that price point with that?
I think it's too much. I mean, maybe $1.99 and then do like the skins at maybe 99 cents possibly, because unless they do a lot of work to the game, but I mean, just from what we've seen and pointed out, I mean, with the character stopping, unless you act like the NPC completely down to the T to hide yourself as the outlaw when someone else is the sheriff, then it's kind of one-sided, I guess. But unless you're the outlaw and you can do your task really quickly and the guy just stay away from the sheriff successfully, then without him catching on.
I think the price point being $9.99 hurts the game more than helps. It lowers the player base, which is the biggest problem that I think. I think the biggest problem this game has is the player base. There's just not enough people playing for me to be
even
like,
at $5. I could be like, "Hey, we're gonna play this game. You want to join us? It's $5."
Yeah,
but the mental leap from 5 to 10
is too much.
It's too much, I think, to try to invite friends along. And when your game is purely multiplayer, and it specifically would be best suited to be played with people you actually know, to bring them along, you know, and that's kind of, that's the price point that Among Us is at for console and PC. So I think that's kind of a good price, but I think people can part with $5 on a whim, but 10, and I mean, there's just a psychological thing there. And so if you got four people playing it, that's $40. And I know that makes the developer more money, but I think that they're just going to be less likely to spend that.
I completely think so. I think you're totally right about that. Yeah. I think it's just with something like Among Us, so popular, it kind of fits the bill of this game. This game is, I don't want to say it's been done better, because I don't, but it's been done more popular. It's definitely more, there's more popular social deduction games than this. And that's the biggest problem with it. You know, it's such a new game that, like, the player base, you know, needs to be.
Yeah.
You know,
and you need to, it's kind of tough in this realm where games like this are usually free because you have to get players in, you know, you and getting people to just take a chance on it. It's kind of tough.
I'm on Steam. I'm looking at the top sellers in Social Deduction. Number one's Among Us, $4.99. The next one's In Silence. It's regularly $9.99, but it's $7.99 right now. Dread Hunger is $29.99. Jackbox Party Pack 6 is $29.99, which is fantastic, by the way. Perfect Heist 2, $9.99. Town of Salem, $4.99. I know you're a big Town of Salem guy.
I'd rather Party,
the game that we talked about, $24.99. And then the first free-to-play in this genre is Goose Duck. So that's the first.
Hey, what do we know then about the pricing? Because I mean, they're right in line with what's on Steam, on the lower end of it. I still think it's a tough ask, you know. And one of the things about like Jackbox is when you pay $8, you know, or $30 for Jackbox, nobody else needs to buy the game for them to play it. Yeah. Everybody can get on their phone and play the game for free. Only one person's footing the bill. So I think that's another great way and a completely reasonable way to do it, where if you have one person forks over $30, but then everybody else can download and play. What was the game that came out? Not Army of Two, but there was a game recently. It was a co-op game where if you bought the game, your friend could go and download like a demo.
It takes two.
They download a demo version of it. And as long as one person, as long as they were playing with someone, had the full game. And that's kind of like, that's a good way to bring someone along. So that way you're only asking money from the person who actually really wants it. And then a friend can play for free. So I think there's ways around it, but because the game doesn't, it's kind of slow. And and even in Among Us, doing tasks is boring. And to me, like playing as the crew, there's a reason people get in, and if they're not the imposter, they quit, you know, because a lot of the tasks are menial. And so to do this type of game is kind of tough anyway, because what you're asking players to do is really boring. And it's the game outside of the game, the deduction part, that they're supposed to be having fun with.
Yeah. West Hunt, if you keep going down the list, is 12th on the list for social deduction games. So after Goose Duck, there's Project Winner, $19.99. First Class Trouble, which is fantastic. It's on sale for $7.49, normally $15. Deceit, which is free to play, and then West Hunt. So it's on the first page of games, and it looks as though there's quite a lot of pages, 8 pages worth of games, 111 results. So it's 12th out of 111.
Now, is that because it's newer?
Yes, maybe. Questions?
Probably.
You know.
Well, the game is early access, and it's priced at $9.99. It does say on their store page that it will go up for the final version.
Wow. Interesting. I did not see that. Okay. So, I mean, what else do we need to say? Chris, anything else that you feel that you need to say about this game?
It just needs a lot of work for the movement and stuff like that. But I think it's going to be kind of hard to keep a player base for it. People may buy it and play it and give it a shot for a round or two. But to me, I don't think I'm going to keep playing it either, like Jeff, unless there's a group of four of us that's going to play it all at once. If it's just a group of friends playing it, but just to get on and play with randoms or the bots that I assume I've ran into, I don't think I want to jump on it again.
Yeah. Jeff, anything else?
Just the graphics, I don't mind. I like the low poly aesthetic.
I do too.
I think the little sheriff's town is kind of nice. It could use a little more. And again, we're in early access, but like you walk into the saloon and there's like nothing in there. But when you're on the street, the buildings are kind of cool in a low poly way. I find us, if you can't do high res graphics, then just do highly stylized. And I think they accomplish that with the graphics. So it's not a complete loss. It definitely needs work, but that being in early access, hey, maybe it'll get there.
Yeah, I think I liked it maybe a little more than the two of you did, but not much more. I think this game, if it had a player base, would be a lot of fun. I think this game would be a lot of fun with four players. I can see playing this for a couple of hours on a Friday night with three other people. Like when Among Us first came out, I had full groups of friends, like, where I knew everybody that was playing, and those were an absolute blast. I feel like this could be the same too. I think four is probably the right number for the size of the map. Maybe the maps might even be a little too big, especially for 1v1. But like Jeff said, I like the aesthetic. I like the look for the most part. It's, you know, I see where they're going with it. So it'd be interesting to see if this makes it to like an official release and what it looks like by then. It would be kind of interesting to see. So I don't think it's worth the $10. So right now, I don't think it's worth that price point.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and if you paid $10 and all your friends could play download a version that only works as joining other games or whatever,
I would totally, that changes it, because then I can convince three other people to play with.
Yeah. Cause then you can get people to come along. And I think that maybe those people say, oh, this is fun. And then they would say, I want to play it with my friends, even though Elliot's not on. I guess I got to buy it. You know, I think it could work.
Yeah. Well, cool. Chris, do you know what we're playing next week? Do you remember the name of that game that we're playing? It's
the one for the Switch.
Yeah, sure. Let's play that one next.
That's the only one I know of. I could be wrong, but Mr. Prepper?
Yeah, that's right. It is Mr. Prepper. So we're going to play Mr. Prepper next week. I think Tony is going to join us, Coconut Wizard, who's been doing a lot of writing. Yeah,
he's been doing a lot of writing. Just remind him to click record. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tony. Just remind him to click record.
So you can check out the website budgetarcade.com, where Scott and I have been putting in some work. We have two other people who are doing more
written. We can't even make fun of it anymore.
I know. Tony, Coconut Wizard, is doing some writing, and then I do forget the other person's name who is going to start writing too. Scott talked to her yesterday when I was flying home from playing Saints Row. It was pretty
good. I can't
say anything until Thursday about it. The 21st is the first day I'm allowed to actually say what I thought about playing it.
Saints Row 3 is one of my all-time favorite games.
But I went out Thursday, and there was a big Saints Row party. The hotel they put us all up in, they turned into Santo Aliso, which is the new city that the game takes place in.
Yeah.
So they turned the whole place into that.
Well, I'm jealous.
It was the experience of the Thursday night party was pretty cool. I had never been to Vegas, though.
Your celeb sighting there too.
Jeff, I met Amaranth.
Who? Oh, Amaranth, really?
Yeah. It was
she in a tub?
She was not in a tub, but she did have a bikini on. So
really. Well.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you got to know her audience.
Yeah. So it was definitely.
Three guys here. No one went, who's Amaranth? So, I mean, clearly her marketing is working.
Oh, look, it was definitely a thing where like she came in with a pretty big crew that Friday morning. So it was kind of interesting, to say the least. Anyway, do we plug our own stuff on this one?
Because I'm Jeff. Yeah. Hi, you know me, maybe. If not, check out Movie Draft House, where me and Mark, also of Budget Arcade, review movies. And then Spielberg Chronologically, where a friend of Elliot's and mine now, I hope he would say that, maybe not. Eric, we go through all of Spielberg's movies in chronological order. There's also a back catalog where I've reviewed every Alfred Hitchcock film in order.
I haven't listened to The Color of Purple yet, only because I haven't actually seen the movie, and I want to watch the movie before I listen to the podcast.
And it's a 2-hour episode. So.
I know. Yeah. Well, I was going to watch it before I left, because I was like, oh, I'll listen to the podcast on the plane, you know, but I just didn't get around to it. But for the most part, I listened to every episode.
And LaKendra's on that episode. So
yeah, I saw that. That's why I was kind of excited for that one, too, because I liked her, too. So, Chris, you got anything you want to plug? A Friendster account or
Friendster. I'm still working on my OnlyFans. just waiting whether or not to start that up.
Show those weird knees of yours. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You can catch me on Twitch, devil_incognito. Usually streaming on there throughout the week. Been kind of slacking for the past couple weeks just to due to other issues, but I should be jumping on there tonight.
Nice. Probably. Yeah, tonight, which was 2 days ago when you're listening the day up.
So get in your DeLorean.
Yeah.
And go check it out.
And then, of course, Tess and Elliot argue where we missed a week for the first time ever. But we'll be back with a vengeance. And then you can read what I have to say about stuff like Saints Row at gamingnexus.com. So
I want to play it so bad. I hope it goes back to its roots.
Yeah. What was the sign-off I came up with last time, Chris? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. Games forever.
Oh, that's it's like a book cheat.
Books forever, but games. Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Well, I should say, Nuke sign-off. If it doesn't itch, it ain't herpes.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.